I had a son who, yes, thank you very much. He's, I had him 3.5 months ago, and I'm Jewish, and we did have a bris, which was the most horrible experience of my entire life. And leading up to it, by the way, to be totally honest with you, I didn't know whether or not we were going to have one. I knew I wanted him circumcised, but, you know, I thought maybe the doctor in the hospital, bing, bang, boom, zip and zip out Czechoslovakia, but no. I settled on the bris, and by the way, I was really concerned about the price. But not, first off, there is no, you know, top level in terms of what you'd pay to have your son's penis cut correctly. You know what I mean? Admit it, these people have an industry where they could really just, you know, fuck you really bad, you know. They could. It's going to be $12,000, and I'm the only one who does it right, you know. Yes, sir, you know. Someone at a party told me that they helped out with the circumcision of their own son. And they said it was the most moving experience of their life. And I thought, fuck you. How dare you? You know, how arrogant do you have to be where you go, I'm going to join in the cutting of my son's penis. You can't do that. I don't know anything about it. I mean, even the guy said, would you like, no, you. I'm no penis cut. You know, can you see like a little boy with like a mushroom festival? It's kind of wrong, you know, saying, Dad, how? Why? Well, I joined in the festivities and someone told me it was a moving experience and I wanted to, you know, so I let the pros handle it. And I, you know, now here's the interesting thing. It was a problem that I had. They, after the foreskin is put into like a little metal envelope type thing, and you're supposed to take the foreskin and bury it, okay? And I couldn't find any place that I felt had enough substance out here and feeling for my son's foreskin. Because I'm not just gonna go out in the garden in front of my apartment, you know, and go, you know. And I thought about, you know, I love baseball, Dodger Stadium. No, I'm a Cub fan, you know? So I didn't know where for the longest time. And also, the reason I wanted to start fresh on a new diet for my son. Because, look, if I can't motivate myself, his face will do it for me, you know, and I'll bury the force, it'll be a ceremony, and then no more fatty foods. You know, I'll add meaning, more meaning to the ceremony, you know. So I'm trying to... I didn't even know I was going to talk about this, which makes it that much better. So one day, I'm like really lonely for my wife and my son, and I'm, you know, I've got nothing to do. It's late in the afternoon, and I look up, and there's that sign, the electrical parade is ending. You know, go now. I went to Disneyland by myself, which I know, I love Disneyland and Disney World, and I hated it by myself. So I was having a horrible time, and in my mind, it was like I was gonna eat all the junk food there, and I was gonna eat in every land. And then at the complete of my journey, I was gonna go to someplace in the Pirates of the Caribbean. I thought this was my favorite. I'll throw it over on Pirates of the Caribbean. So I felt all this guilt, and I said, it must be done now. There'll be no more anything. And I got up and I went to Cinderella's castle, and they're playing, you know, When You Wish Upon a Star, the original version from, you know, Jimmy the Cricket. Singing the whole thing, you know, and I just went, yes. And I threw it over the bridge, and it got caught like in this filter and thing. And then, but then it made its way around, and I forgot to put sand in it for it to go down. So it's floating around Cinderella's castle, yes.
Oh, all those things I've tried to bury that have come floating back up because I didn't put sand in them. All that anger. Some ex-boyfriends. Buried the hatchet with some people. Didn't bury it far enough. Fight started right back up. All over the world, people trying to bury things that come back up. As a matter of fact, some people not trying hard enough to bury some things. That's what I think. And the thing is, if you bury something deep enough, maybe you'll find the treasure. The buried treasure! It's right where you're burying the bad things!